Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We had some follow-up from Chris Russo's passing gas or blowing nose situation from Thursday and Friday.
It wasn't a fart, but Tom Izzo has just retweeted that, and Tom said it still could have been a fart.
A fart. All right, so to go back to Friday, we played fart or nose blow on the Chris Russo soundbite from High Heat on MLB Network.
Yes.
And we found out to be a nose blow. And then he even went out of his way to talk about it, not only on his radio show, but then address it on High Heat as well. They had the video of him actually blowing his nose.
Yes.
So our Tom Izzo here, our, of course, digital guy, retweets the video and says still could be a fart. Of course, Chris Mad Dog Russo has no idea that there's another Tom Izzo on the planet. Thinks that it's Tom Izzo of Michigan State. He's like, I get some mileage out of this. So went all the way out there to the Michigan State as Tom Izzo, head coach, said still could be a fart. The way he says fart is so weird.
The whole thing is weird. There is moment of the day brought to you by Casamigos Tequila.
I wonder if anybody broke it to him yet. Do you think Chris Russo still in this moment this morning thinks that Tom Izzo of Michigan State was retweeting?
Eddie Erickson had to have told him, no?
I'm thinking probably. I don't know. I'm not sure.
It wasn't a fart.
It was not a fart.
The fart that wasn't is a big topic now. It still could have been a fart.
It still could have been a fart.
Now, Funhouse posted it because that was funny.
Yeah.
I don't know. There had to have been follow-up to it.
Yeah.
You know, my thing is he's obviously following Twitter, I guess. So did he come up with this himself that it was Tom Izzo that retweeted this whole thing, thinking that it was
coach? I think someone probably sent it to him, also clueless that it was our Tom Izzo, and said, look at this. This thing is just going crazy.
You know, it could have been his son.
His son's got to be sharper than that.
To know who Tom Izzo is here?
Yeah, because he's a kid. He's a social media savvy youngster.
Yeah.
Izzo, WFAN. I mean, come on, that's what his Twitter handle
you're
is.
Right, that was my that was what I said. I didn't understand.
It wasn't
you're
a fart.
You just can't make it up, man.
Yeah.
I mean, what makes it so funny is that it's so real.
Yeah, I'm gonna start like a Twitter account today and just like name it like I don't know Roger Goodell or something. And then retweet that and then see, oh, look at this. Commission of the NFL all over my fart situation. Goodell also thinking it's a fart, not a fart.
Still could have been a fart.
Still could have been a fart. Unbelievable. Made it all the way at the NFL offices, Park Avenue.
It's unbelievable.
Discussing my fart.
How much does he get paid?
Lots of money, man. Lots of money. And good for him. We want to see that everywhere in this business. People getting taken care of.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.